directors and producers Kit Williamson and John Halbach are here to talk about the second season of their TV web series Eastsiders and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Kit and John.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tell us about the second season of Eastsiders.
Well, the first season of Eastsiders was about infidelity. It was a love triangle between a couple and another person kind of coming into the mix to disrupt things. And season two, I want to really explore other facets of relationships, other kinds of relationships. So it's more of an ensemble cast. Cal and Tom are still at the center of the story, but we're also introducing other characters as well and going some really unexpected places.
John, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are adding a lesbian storyline, which we're really excited about, and we also have Willem from RuPaul's Drag Race and Nip Tuck joining the cast, playing drag queen characters who we're going to see a lot of out of drag, which I think is really interesting and exciting.
Yeah, I've never seen that really depicted in depth before, and it's something that fascinates me because I'm friends with a number of people who perform gender, you know, and to see what their life is like when they're not in the spotlight is an interesting idea to explore.
You launched a Kickstarter campaign to complete your funding. Tell us about that.
We did. Our Kickstarter is off to a great start. We've raised $17,000. We are so lucky to have accumulated this amazing community of fans over the last year and a half that we've been around, and they're really rallying and coming through for us, which is a great feeling. We got a long ways to go, but I think we're going to make it.
I'm very excited by the response so far, and just very moved that people want to see more of the show. And that's what Kickstarter does that's so incredible to me, is that you put a question out into the world, and people answer you. So if you want to see more of the show, you can just share it on your Facebook or donate.
What is your goal for your Kickstarter campaign?
Our goal is $125,000, which is really ambitious. But we want to be able to adequately compensate everybody who's taking time away from their work to come and make the show. So it's unfortunately how much it costs. And even then, you're really cutting a lot of corners that you are only able to cut by working on the internet, by working online.
What would you like to accomplish with this season of Eastsiders?
As I was saying before, I really want to dig in deep into the roundelay of the ensemble and explore the many shades of love and relationships within the LGBT community. I love how unique gay people are. I mean, I feel like we often have a very strong sense of self because we're forced to defend a core facet of our identity to society from birth. And that sense of self can be a very liberating kind of self-actualizing thing to hold on to. It really frees you to live your life in a really truthful way. So yeah, that's kind of what was exciting me as I was writing the second season, just really nailing down who these people are and who they want to be.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
This is John. My personal commitment is living life as an openly gay person. I think it's really important that we are visible in the community and to the world and to our family and friends and people who we work with on a day-to-day basis. And I think ultimately that's how we can progress our cause.
And also through the storytelling traditions, getting our stories out there online. And for me personally, I am from the state of Mississippi, and recently Mississippi, somewhat quietly, I think, in comparison to the contention in Arizona, passed a anti-gay discrimination law. They legalized discrimination against gay people on the grounds of religious belief, and there's a huge campaign going on right now within the state where people are working to promote anti-discrimination with the New Business Coalition of people started in Fondren, which is a really cool neighborhood where I'm from, where people are getting stickers and flyers out to businesses to show their support for anti-discrimination. But unlike Arizona, this bill was signed into law by the governor, Phil Bryan, and we really need to do our best to get the word out nationally about this, because Mississippi should experience the same backlash that Arizona experienced when it put this out there. I feel there's this perception of Mississippi as a lost cause that I reject. And I really think that we should be focusing on and caring about the LGBT people in Mississippi as much as we cared about them in Arizona.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
This is John. I would like to see the end of legislation like this. I don't know why it's even being brought to tables anywhere in this country, and, you know, you watch these segments and you think it must be a joke from The Daily Show or The Onion, and you can't believe that it's real. And I would like the community at large to dismiss it, reject it, be done with it.
I agree. I think that the time for LGBT people to really stake a claim to their rights, especially when it comes to these quote-unquote religious freedom laws, these laws start to pass, then we're going down a very dangerous path.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
This is John. I would say you just absolutely have to hang in there, and you don't know what is coming down the road for you in life. I was absolutely a bullied kid in middle school, taunted, called gay boy. I remember eating my lunch by myself on the floor in the corner of the cafeteria, and that kid could never have known that one day I'd be living with my boyfriend, making a gay web series I'm so proud of, singing with the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles, out to my family, my friends, everyone in the world, and so happy. I understand that it's hard to see that as a kid when you're eating your lunch on the floor in the corner and someone's calling you gay boy, but I'm here to tell you that's your future. That can come. That can be your reality.
Kit, do you want to add anything?
I want to just say that I think that there is a universal struggle that everybody goes through to recognize who they are and how they fit into the world. And it's harder for LGBT people, especially when they're young. But just know that you're not alone. There are so many people out there who have made it through to the other side of this tunnel that you are currently going through. And some of them are straight. They haven't figured it out yet. Be patient, because there are people in your life that will be there for you, and you will find your tribe.
How can people get information about Eastsiders?
People can get information about Eastsiders at www.eastsidersthesiries.com.
You can also follow us on facebook.com/EastsidersTheSeries or on twitter.com/EastsidersTV.
What other projects are you working on?
I just was on the season premiere of Mad Men. I was introduced as a recurring character last year as Ed Gifford, who's a copywriter and artist working at Sterling Cooper & Partners. And John also recently wrapped production on a web series that's coming out right now from New York.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it. It's called Wallflowers, and it's from writer-director Kieran Turner. I'm playing a love interest to the character of Bryce this season, and it's on a really exciting new online platform out of New York called Stage 17. Part of their mission statement is giving Broadway theater talent a place to shine on the net. It's really, really cool and exciting, and I'm so proud of the show.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I do wish sometimes that people would talk more about discrimination and homophobia in the entertainment industry. I understand it's a taboo subject, but I know that every gay actor that I've talked to has experienced some roadblocks in their life, and I think it's important to talk about.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. Something my mom always used to say to me growing up and to this day is, "This too shall pass," which I think is important in good times and in bad times, just to remember to appreciate when things are good, because it will pass, and get through when things are bad, because that's going to pass too.
Something I've been holding on to recently as a fun quote, actually was something that RuPaul said in one of his books: when the going gets tough, the tough reinvents. And I think that that's really true in this industry and really true in life, that you have to constantly look inward and assess